Hello, everybody. Welcome to the JB and I Show. I am your host, Isaac the Fire Hawk Middleton. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, this month, or this week, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more. Many more birthdays, okay? And if you're celebrating an anniversary, oh yeah, 1 month anniversary, 20 years anniversary, 50 years anniversary, oh yeah, happy anniversary, to you, and of course, many more anniversaries, alright, yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the JB and I Show. Today, we're diving into the dark and turbulent world of A Knight's War, a fantasy adventure that's been making waves in 2025. If you're a fan of brooding knights, mystical realms, and stories that blend romance and peril, then get ready, because this film may just be your next guilty pleasure. Let's set the stage. A Knight's War is the latest creation of Matthew Nanaber, who not only directed and produced the film, but also penned the script and stepped into the role of William. This is a true indie labor of love, with a cast that includes Kristen Castor as Avalon, the enigmatic Chosen One, and Jeremy Nanaber as our steadfast protagonist, Bodhi, the knight at the heart of this harrowing tale. Released in early February 2025, the film runs for a tight 1 hour and 43 minutes, packing in action, adventure, and a heavy dose of dark fantasy. But what really sets A Knight's War apart from the crowd? Let's journey into its shadowy world to find out. The plot centers around Bodhi, a medieval knight whose sense of duty and honor drives him into a nightmarish realm. His quest? To rescue Avalon, a woman whispered about in prophecies, whose very existence straddles the line between salvation and apocalypse. As Bodhi ventures deeper into this treacherous land, he's forced to confront witches, demons, and a host of brutal adversaries, all while wrestling with the chilling truth that Avalon's return may bring not hope, but chaos, threatening to doom humanity itself. From the outset, A Knight's War pulls no punches in establishing its grim, self-convicted aesthetic. Critics have praised the film's ability to create a brooding, immersive atmosphere despite its clear, low-budget limitations. Phil Hode from The Guardian highlights the film's grim self-conviction, noting that even with modest resources, the commitment to the dark fantasy genre is palpable. The visuals are moody and striking, enveloping viewers in the perilous landscapes through which Bodhi must travel. Jules Caldera from Film Inquiry also points out the film's dark, unique edge. According to Caldera, A Knight's War manages to maintain a visual grip that keeps audiences invested, even in its quieter moments. The film doesn't shy away from the brutality of its world. Sword fights are visceral, and the danger feels ever-present. If your idea of fantasy involves not just magic and romance, but also a heavy dose of danger and gritty realism, then this one might check all your boxes. Of course, not all reviews have been glowing. Some viewers and critics, like Carla Hay from Culture Mix, have found the performances and dialogue to be a bit on the flat side, describing them as soulless, despite the film's impressive visual ambition. But if you're in it for the spectacle, the swords, the sorcery, and the high stakes, then these shortcomings may be easy to overlook. Let's talk numbers. On Rotten Tomatoes, A Knight's War sits at around 69 to 70% from critics, based on a small but telling handful of reviews. The audience score is a bit more divided, hovering at about 50% from over 50 ratings. On IMDb, the film earns a 4.6, indicating that while it might be polarizing, it's certainly sparking conversation among fans of the genre. But what's perhaps most remarkable about A Knight's War is its accessibility. In the United States, you can rent or purchase the film on all the major platforms: Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV, and Google Play Movies. For Canadian audiences, there was a limited theatrical run in March 2025, followed by a Blu-ray release in the spring and a broadcast on Super Channel in July. This makes the film easy to track down, whether you want to experience it at home or, if you're lucky, catch it on the big screen. Now, let's get into the heart of the story. Bodhi isn't your typical knight in shining armor. He's a man burdened by duty, torn between the world he knows and the world he must enter to save Avalon. The realm he enters is no ordinary battleground. It's a place where witches weave curses in the shadows, demons stalk the unwary, and every ally could be a hidden foe. As Bodhi pushes forward, every victory is laced with doubt. Because the closer he gets to Avalon, the more uncertain he becomes about the consequences of her rescue. Avalon, portrayed by Kristen Castor, is more than a damsel in distress. She's the Chosen One, a figure of destiny whose fate is entwined with the very survival of humanity. The legends paint her as a potential savior, but as Bodhi discovers, not all prophecies have happy endings. The tension between hope and ruin drives the narrative forward, keeping viewers on edge as the true nature of Avalon's power is slowly revealed. The chemistry between Bodhi and Avalon adds a layer of romance to the proceedings, one that's subtle, often unspoken, but always present. Their interactions are fraught with the weight of destiny, personal sacrifice, and the ever-present danger that one wrong move could bring about disaster. This isn't a story of love conquering all. It's a story of love tested by impossible odds, where the line between heroism and tragedy is razor thin. Matthew Ninaber's direction leans heavily into the film's dark fantasy roots. The world he builds is uncompromising, filled with mist-shrouded forests, haunted ruins, and blood-soaked battlefields. The creatures Bodhi faces are not just physical threats, but manifestations of the realm's deeper evil. Each encounter a test of faith as much as strength. The swordplay is brutal and unflinching, the magic mysterious and often terrifying. Despite its low budget, A Knight's War never feels small. The creative team makes the most of every set, every costume, and every practical effect, using shadows and lighting to conjure a sense of place that's both epic and intimate. The film's score underscores the tension, shifting from haunting melodies to driving percussion as the action ramps up. But it's not just about spectacle. Beneath the surface, A Knight's War grapples with bigger questions. What does it mean to be a hero when victory itself could spell doom? How do you hold on to hope when every path seems to lead to ruin? And what price are we willing to pay for love, for duty, for the chance to change fate? For fans of dark fantasy, these themes will feel both familiar and fresh. The film wears its influences on its sleeve, drawing inspiration from classic sword and sorcery tales while forging its own unique identity. It's a movie that isn't afraid to get a little grimy, to embrace the messiness of its world, and to challenge audiences with moral ambiguity. The performances, though understated, serve the story's tone. Jeremy Nainaber's Bodhi is stoic and driven, a man whose resolve is tested at every turn. Kristen Castor brings a quiet strength to Avalon, hinting at the power and peril that lie beneath her character's surface. Matthew Ninaber's William rounds out the core cast, adding gravitas to the tale's unfolding drama. As for the supporting cast, they help fill out the world with a mix of menace and mystery. Witches lurk at the edges of the story, their motivations as murky as the mists that blanket the land. Demons and other foes provide plenty of opportunities for action, ensuring that the pace never lags for long. Each confrontation feels meaningful, a step closer to the story's ultimate question: will saving Avalon save the world or end it? A Knight's War is not without its flaws. Some critics have noted that the dialogue can be a bit stilted and that the emotional beats don't always land as powerfully as they could. But for many viewers, the film's commitment to its dark, immersive world more than makes up for any shortcomings. It's a movie that knows what it wants to be and goes for it with grim determination. If you're looking for a film that delivers action, adventure, and a healthy dose of fantasy, A Knight's War fits the bill. It's the kind of movie that's perfect for a rainy night in, when you want to lose yourself in a world of swords, sorcery, and high-stakes drama. And with its availability on major streaming platforms, it's never been easier to dive in. So, is A Knight's War worth your time? If you're a fan of the genre, absolutely. It's a guilty pleasure in the best sense. A film that's unafraid to indulge in the tropes and trappings of dark fantasy, while still offering enough surprises to keep you guessing. The action is intense, the stakes are high, and the world is richly imagined. For those who appreciate films that punch above their weight, A Knight's War is a testament to what's possible on a limited budget. The passion of the cast and crew shines through, creating an experience that's greater than the sum of its parts. Whether you're here for the romance, the adventure, or just a good old-fashioned sword fight, there's something here for you. And let's not forget the film's impact on the indie scene. In a year crowded with big-budget blockbusters, A Knight's War stands out as a reminder that great stories don't require endless resources, just vision, determination, and a willingness to embrace the darkness. To sum it up, A Knight's War is a dark, romantic fantasy adventure that delivers on action and atmosphere. With a cast led by Kristen Castor and Jeremy Nenaber, and the creative force of Matthew Nenaber behind the camera, the film offers an experience that's both familiar and fresh. Its critical reception may be mixed, but for fans of the genre, it's a ride worth taking. So, if you're in the mood for a film that blends the thrill of adventure with the tension of an apocalyptic prophecy, look no further. A Knight's War awaits. Just be prepared to lose yourself in its shadowy depths. For those interested in watching, remember you can rent or purchase A Knight's War on Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV, Google Play Movies, and more. Canadian fans, keep an eye out for broadcasts on Super Channel or pick up the Blu-ray for your collection. And there you have it. A deep dive into one of 2025's most intriguing dark fantasy releases. Whether you're a diehard fan or just curious about the latest in indie fantasy of filmmaking, A Knight's War is a film that's sure to spark conversation. Thanks for joining us on The JB and I Show, and as always, happy viewing!
Seu som. Tem áudio pra nós aí, Cofap?
Seja bem-vindo com o áudio dele. Oh, pela primeira vez, um áudio pra nós. Já tô
Ai, ele é maravilhoso, Cofap. O Zaki
então,
é maravilhoso.
Seja bem-vindo.
What's up, y'all? How you doing? I just wanted to thank you so much for checking out my song, listening to my song, and thank you so much for your support. I think that you are awesome. You are awesome. Oh, yes, you are. You are awesome. Yes, you are. And I'm Isaac M. And yeah, you are awesome.
Cofap, aqui até um live snippet aí do Isaac M. Cofap. Yes. A música You Are
Awesome.
A energia awesome.
Dele é muito boa pra nós. Muito, muito, muito alegre. Gostei.
É, o co-host here saying that your energy is amazing.
Valeu.
Olha
a
o que
pena.
Acontece. Então vamos contar a história. Vamos contar a história dele aqui na nossa programação maravilhosa. Vamos contar a história dele, já que, né? Já que ele tá no top 5 aqui da nossa programação. Então o que acontece?
Tá
ele
top.
Tem o nome completo, né? De Isaac Merlton, né? Que é um cantor, autor e ator que vem cantando públicos em todo o mundo por
com
mais
certeza.
De 20 anos.
Só a simpatia dele é muito boa. Só o áudio que ele mandou é maravilhoso.
E a música dele, que eu falo, é marcada pela profundidade emocional e temas universais, né? É reconhecida aí pela sua capacidade de conectar-se com ouvintes de diferentes origens. E claro, estilos, grandes estilos misturando aí pop, rock, soul, enfim, né?
É isso aí.
Após um breve hiato aí de rumores de aposentadoria, ele retornou com dois álbuns aclamados, refletindo aí o seu crescimento e versatilidade.
É isso aí, só tem musicão bom dele aqui, olha.
Além,
só.
Claro, né, que eu falei da carreira musical, Isaac M, né, também atua aí e faz podcast.
Nossa, muito bom aqui, hein? Muito,
é ator, claro, né?
É muito alegre, né? Nossa, senti firmeza.
Então ele explora narrativas diversas, né? E compartilha reflexões pessoais, engajando e inspirando seus fãs de maneira bem nova e significativa.
Isso aí.
Então, no mais recente trabalho, que é Time Just Flowed Away, né? Tá disponível e reforça aí o compromisso contínuo com a criatividade.
Isso aí, tá em toda a plataforma, né?
Tá sim, Cofap.
Tá, isso aí.
Bora de Isaac Kim com Time Just Flowed Away.
Bora, Isaac Kim. Seja bem-vindo. Seja bem-vindo, Lele. Seja bem-vindo, Lala. Bora lá, então.